inventor who's invented everything from UFOs to spy pens, but his latest invention could make him millions.
And Bill Rafferty looks at Velcro football, muscle shirts, and robots, part of the tons of toys for tomorrow.
The control tower here at Tri-City Airport is the perfect setting for our next story because a few years ago, the PM Magazine crew had the opportunity to meet an ambitious young inventor by the name of Norman Augustinus. And at that time, you may recall, he built a you build it, you fly it UFO.
Well, Norman isn't making UFOs anymore. He's going to college. But Norman's still inventing. Let's take a look and see what he's up to now.
You know, after I get the idea, I have to get on it right away. Every day I can see something different. I don't see things probably the same way for some reason. I imagined it and then I had it.
Meet Norman Augustinus. At 24, he's a dreamer, a thinker, and a doer in an imaginative sort of way. You see, Norman has the gift of inventive ingenuity. So far, he's invented homemade UFOs, spy pens, and a fish alert, to name just a few. With all these eccentric gadgets, you might expect a self-made millionaire. Norman teeters on the threshold of wealth and prefers it that way.
I never think about the money aspect. Probably a lot of times I could have saved myself if I'd have had patents because they got exposure or something and I lost them. I'm not after a lot of money. If I had a little bit of dough, it would be nice like anybody, but I'm not after lots. I wouldn't invent them or do the things. I think when I'm poor now, I tie harder.
Ever since he can remember, Norman's been inventive, sometimes to the dismay of his family.
They used to tell me, don't let Norman do it because he'll break it. I just have ideas, Dick, that I put them together and see if they work.
Perhaps Norman's greatest endeavor happened 4 years ago. A you build it, you fly it UFO, designed and distributed by mail order only, right from his basement.
I bet you I got into the thousands of letters. People were writing me like crazy wanting a flying saucer. They were really impressed by it. So I had to go in business, Dick. I really wasn't in business, but I had to sell them. So I sold them.
Did you make any money on this project at all?
I did make money, but it was hard, Dick, because to cut the plastic hole out of the frame, I devised a template and used a frying pan to cut the hole out of it, which was hard because in the basement I had to get out of there. I couldn't breathe sometimes. Smoke would be coming up the steps. My mother didn't like it, Dick. After I got smoked out and burned fingers and ruined my mom's frying pan's lids, I had to quit.
Well, the last time I talked to you, you had this giant, what was it, an 8 foot in diameter UFO, and you decided that you were going to fly where no man has ever flown before. What happened there?
We went into the field, Dick, and started it up, and automatically there was a problem with balance, I thought. But we couldn't shut it off, so when we moved away, it did fly, but it's very dangerous, Dick. You can't use it anywhere because I think it could have took a life or could have... It spins out of control. The rotor handles it, but what I was concerned about is if it left the field and went on to a sub, I could have been in a lot of trouble if it went through somebody's house.
Well, for Norman, this close encounter was only a temporary setback. Soon, it was back to the drawing board for a two-way radio disguised in a couple of Bic pens. Norman calls it the spy pen, and yes, it does write.
Yeah. I've had reactions from others. It's just a fun little novelty thing, Dick.
But Norman's most recent device may be the one that captures the most attention, especially from fishermen. It's called a fish alert.
Fish alert. Attention. 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 Fish alert. Fish alert.
It's like a fisherman's paging system telling you when you've got a bite. It's made from a mercury bubble, an old cassette player, and a walkie-talkie.
Fishing at its easiest, because I thought about fishermen, how they stand out there. I'd make it easier for them and let them know when they had a fish.
Hey, Mr. Bumstead, I got this thing that hooks onto a fishing pole.
In hopes of convincing Norman that this one could reel in millions for him, we asked him to demonstrate his prototype fish alert to Dennis Bumstead, fisherman and owner of a sporting goods store.
So it's kind of a nifty gadget, I think. What do you think of it?
It looks like a pretty good deal, Norm. I think it's be great for the guy, the fisherman that has everything. It'd be a good novelty, too, besides being useful.
I think the fish alert's a grand idea, but it got the reaction, and that was enough for me. Plus, like I said, Dick, I imagined it, and then I had it.
And what does Norman imagine having for himself in the future?
I'd like to have a few dollars to live nicely and have a good job and maybe a heart-shaped bathtub.
Norman may get that heart-shaped tub yet because he has applied for a patent on his Fish Alert. Well, we are enjoying the surroundings of the control tower here at Tri-City Airport tonight, but when PM Magazine returns, we're going to meet some men who fall from the skies.